USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's full speed ahead for the sweeping infrastructure bill in the Senate, so says Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Senators are continuing efforts to plow through numerous amendments to the bipartisan $1.2 trillion infrastructure upgrade. Some Republicans cheering the bill as well, including Republican Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell.
This is an extremely important bipartisan bill. There's an excellent chance it will be a bipartisan success story for the country.
Senate Democrats also working on a $3.5 trillion spending plan. Gas prices keep moving toward $3.20 a gallon. Today's AAA survey showing the national average for regular gasoline is $3.18.8 a gallon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The CDC is putting out a new eviction moratorium as the Delta variant of coronavirus spreads across the country. The order applies to counties experiencing high levels of community transmission and expires October 3rd. The moratorium does have some rental property owners in a bind. Osho Berman owns a property in Seattle, Washington that he had to sell because he could not make payments on the property. He says it's only going to get worse.
Our politicians talk about how they want more affordable housing, but what's really happening is they're creating all these ordinances that create an impossible balance of power between landlords and tenants, where we can't maintain a safe environment for all of our good tenants because of just a couple bad ones.
The eviction moratorium was originally...
There's a new service that will help out folks in trouble. Citizen, an app that notifies users about crimes and emergencies in their area, is rolling out a new service that will call 911 for those who need help. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
There are currently over 90 active large wildfires burning across the country, including one in Northern California.
California's largest wildfire exploded again after burning for nearly 3 weeks in remote mountains, and officials warned Tuesday that hot, dry weather would increase the risk of new fires across much of the state. Firefighters saved homes Monday in the small Northern California community of Greenville near the Plumas National Forest as strong winds stoked the Dixie Fire, which grew to over 395 square miles across Plumas and Butte counties.
The Dixie Fire has covered so much ground in Butte and Plumas counties that crews have split up into two teams, one covering the fire west of Highway 70 and the other covering the east portion, which joined with the nearby Fly Fire last night. You can see the flames are burning along the hillside here, and we're right near Highway 70. In Plumas County, Lizane Mitri, KCRA 3 News.
Evacuations were ordered for the community of about 1,000 people, as well as for the east shore of nearby Lake Almanor, a popular resort area. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
A majority of New Yorkers want Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign. That's according to the results of a Marist survey, which shows 59% of New Yorkers feel that way. Meantime, the poll results also say 32% think the governor should serve out the rest of his term. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.